AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump tweets this morning that border wall is going to be built.
The president will meet here this morning at the White House with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, with the risk of a government shutdown looming later this month if they cannot agree on a funding package. A major sticking point is money for the wall. The president wants at least $5 billion. Democrats are offering $1.3 for fencing and other security measures. This morning, the president tweets, if Democrats don't give enough votes for border security, the military will build the wall. Pelosi and Schumer said yesterday the president knows full well his wall proposal does not have enough votes to pass. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia's cybersecurity agency says it is willing to publish its communications with its U.S. counterparts during the 2016 U.S. election campaign if Washington agrees. The U.S. has indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers on charges of hacking into Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic Party in an effort to influence the vote. The Kremlin denies the accusations. He snubbed them once, but Google CEO Sundar Pichai will face lawmakers on Capitol Hill today to answer questions about a big data breach. Mike Hempen's in Washington with this.
In March, Google discovered a network flaw that could have exposed some personal information of as many as 500,000 people. Lawmakers want to know why the company didn't reveal the breach.
They found only one survivor. Now the U.S. military is calling off the search for five missing crew members after two aircraft slammed into each other last week off the coast of Japan. One other crew member died after being pulled from the water. One of four people missing in an underground West Virginia coal mine has emerged alive. Searchers are going in to look for the others. This is AP Radio News. Health investigators are reporting record numbers of cases of a mysterious nervous system illness that causes paralysis in children.
So far this year, there have been 158 confirmed cases of a disorder called acute flaccid myelitis, which causes its victims to lose the ability to move the face, neck, back, arms, or legs. No one has died from it this year, though there was one fatality in 2017, and many children suffer lasting paralysis. Investigators have ruled out any relationship to polio. There have been waves of AFM every 2 years since 2012. The numbers are small enough that epidemiologists can't be sure whether cases are surging or reporting is getting better. The disease has been reported in 36 states, with the largest number of cases in Texas and Colorado. Warren Levinson, New York.
Federal authorities say an Indian man conspired to smuggle foreign citizens into the U.S. on commercial airline flights. Bhavin Patel was part of a smuggling operation that charged the individuals a fee. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.